from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you for joining me today. It is Wednesday, May 19th. We've got a great show in store for you today. Coming up, Kelly Walquist is going to be on. Kelly has been on the show before, and she's got a new book out called Called by Name, 365 Daily Devotions for Catholic Women. So a segment dedicated to you ladies out there. We'll have Kelly on. She's always an entertaining guest. We'll have Bo Bonner in the second half hour. We're going to talk about the three theological virtues today for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. Why are there theological virtues, or do these virtues set themselves apart from the other virtues? We'll have Bo on in the second half hour to talk all about that. Pope Francis continuing his general audience address on addresses on prayer. He's kind of got a catechesis or a theme going, so we'll have that for you today. Mark Amadeo will have your news and sports weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. Jimmy will have your traffic. We'll have your saint of the day as well. That should round out a busy Wednesday today. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy hump day on this Wednesday morning. A little muggy out there, if you probably felt that.
I did.
A little humid.
I think we're going to get that probably the rest of the week with this rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's supposed to rain up till Friday and then be good this weekend. And we got a busy week here in Des Moines right now for this coming week. Got high school state track and field going on at Drake Stadium beginning tomorrow with all the high school athletes. The Dew Tour, which is the Olympic qualifier for skateboarding, going on across the street from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And we have, I think, the main event, the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference on Saturday at the Embassy Suites.
Yes, it is. Now, did I see that the track event is accepting full crowds now? Is that right?
That is correct.
They're
going to start relaxing that. I just wish more people would get vaccinated. That's kind of the key here, folks.
What are the numbers we're at now?
It's not where they should be. They're in probably the mid-50s, approaching, somewhere in there. I just saw it last week, so you put me on the spot, but it wasn't, it should be higher, and people should get vaccinated. You know, we get our kids vaccinated for the measles, the mumps, all the stuff, polio that we had back in the day, and there's a reason why you get a vaccination. So, folks, get vaccinated. That will help matters out so much.
Yeah, it's going to be strange to start seeing full sports, arenas and things again, isn't it? I mean, I just saw the Cubs are going to be at 60% now, So that'll be interesting. I think as the summer goes on, we'll start to see more and more.
Absolutely, and especially more so outdoors than indoors right now until folks get vaccinated. But yeah, looking forward to that. And
the men's
ticket sales in the men's conference. How's the ticket sales going for that, John?
They're doing fine. This is the week they really start picking up. So we've already seen that big uptick and people getting them. But you're going to want to get them. I mean, this is going to be a great event. Half day this Saturday. Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, is going to be there. Tim Jamison is going to be speaking. And, you know, whether there's one or 731, it's just going to be a phenomenal event either way. But we want as many guys that want to experience it really, truly can be a life-changing experience. I've talked to many men that have gone to men's conferences, and they have kind of changed their lives. So hopefully this half day will be that for you. But iowacatholicradio.com and click on events, and your tickets are there.
Absolutely. Real simple. And, of course, you and Joe Stopulis will be the co-hosts, and you'll keep everything on time. And I'm looking forward to that. I know you guys have got some special things going on with that.
I try to leave that part out. Mm-hmm. I want people to go.
Well, they will, my friend. They will. And iowacatholicradio.com, that's where you can get your tickets. So starts what? Mass at 7:30, John. The event starts at 9. We're done by usually 12, 12:30. We'll be out of there.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you there.
I am. I am, too. All right, let's get right to it this morning on this Wednesday, May 19th, as John mentioned, from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, we have cloudy skies, very muggy out right now with humidity jumping up there at 66 degrees with southeast winds at 8 miles per hour. And we'll see scattered showers throughout the day under mostly cloudy skies, a high of 73. We need the rain. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible again. Overnight low of 65 degrees, and tomorrow more showers and thunderstorms for your Thursday, a high of 75 degrees, and on Friday we'll see isolated showers early and then partly cloudy late in the day, a high of 80 degrees by Friday. And the weekend looking warm and dry, highs in the mid-80s on both Saturday and Sunday. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union are lifting attendance limits at this year's Girls and Boys State High School Track and Field Championships, which begin tomorrow at Drake Stadium here in Des Moines. Now, both organizations say the state championships will be open to all interested spectators. That's a reversal of the attendance restrictions that were announced earlier this month. Masks are still encouraged for everyone attending the events, and both organizations are asking unvaccinated people to continue to take all safety precautions. The High School State Track and Field Championships begin tomorrow, as I mentioned, on Thursday, May 20th. They run through Saturday, May 22nd at Drake Stadium here in Des Moines, and tickets went on sale yesterday. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print, and what an exciting night it was in high school girls soccer last night as 5th-ranked Dowling upset number 1 Ankeny Centennial by the score of 5-4 at Dowling Stadium. The Maroons snapped the Centennial 12-game winning streak with a win in overtime. It was tied at 1-1 after two overtimes, and the Maroons outscored Ankeny Centennial 4-3 in penalty kicks to win it. Dowling's record improves to 12-3. Centennial falls to 13-2. In boys soccer last night, 7th-ranked Ankeny Centennial defeated number 13 Dowling Catholic 2-0 at Ankeny High School. The Maroons now fall to 11-6 on the season. Yesterday's AAA baseball game, the I-Cubs were rained out last night at home versus Omaha. They were to open a 12-game homestand. Same two teams today. First pitch at noon at Principal Park, weather permitting, Omaha at the Iowa Cubs. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved. The Cubs win as Chicago defeated the Washington Nationals 6-3 in National League play, while St. Louis defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates by the score of 5-2. In the American League, Minnesota Twins rallied with a walk-off in the ninth inning. They defeated the Chicago White Sox 5-4 in Minneapolis last night. And in interleague play, Kansas City Royals defeated Milwaukee 2-0 in Kansas City last night. Today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar, well, it's all depending on the weather. In girls' golf, the CIML Central Conference meet, that'll be at Jester Park Golf Course, and they'll tee it off here in about 50 minutes at 8 o'clock. Johnson, Southeast Polk, Urbandale Valley, and Waukee competing. And in girls' regional tennis, second-ranked Dowling girls' tennis team is at their regionals today. The 2A Class 2A regionals are at Southeast Polk High School, and that begins this morning at 9 o'clock. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, currently cloudy skies, 66 degrees, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. Today it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms on and off throughout the day. A high of 73 degrees, southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and it'll be muggy and humid throughout the day. And this has been the Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are starting off accident-free. No big issues to pass along for you this morning. 235
That's running nice and smooth into downtown from both the east and west mixer. So, again, not a big deal for you there. Just keep an eye out while you're driving today. They got the mobile radar units, 1400 block of 60th Street, 2600 block of 57th Street, and the 3000 block of Aurora. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. If you've been to Rome, you've probably been to a general audience address from the Holy Father. They are always a highlight of the time that when I take my group there every year. We're not going to get back there until 2022. But I love going to the Wednesday general audience addresses. And I think I've talked about it a little bit on the show before. You get up real early. You know, we don't have to stand in line. Of course, groups get their tickets in advance. So we just kind of show up on the bus. But you got to get there early. And you want to get a good seat. And you want to get the seat that's right by the aisles. You know, there's a lot of aisles. But you want the aisle seats just because that's where the Pope drives by on the Pope Mobile. And so he drives around in the Pope Mobile, you know, five or six times, and it's really neat to see. The crowd kind of goes nuts when they start seeing him in the distance, and then he gets off once in a while, and you know, kisses babies and shakes hands and sees people, and it's just, you know, there's a lot of it's just a really exciting. You know, there's a lot of excitement when you're able to see the Pope in person. Some of you were able to see St. John Paul II in person and meet him, and many, you know, remember what that's like. We'll never forget Pope Benedict XVI. I was able to stand within a foot of it, and that's probably more than what it was. He just walked right by me at a liturgy. It was Vespers on New Year's Eve, and when I was there, and I was a seminarian at the time, and he could either go left or right, and I was praying that he would go right, because if he went right, he would walk right in front of me, and he did, and we locked eyes. It was one of the coolest things ever to be able to just to know that you're the only one in the world the Pope is looking at right now. It was a split second, but just to know that was really, really a great experience. And I say all this because, you know, that's been taken away over the last year, year and a half. We haven't seen a lot of these Wednesday general audience addresses that the Pope has given. And so many people haven't been afforded that opportunity to be able to see him and hear him and, you know, him to be among them. All that to say is it now is coming back. And so I was looking at some of the pictures. It was really neat to see the Holy Father this morning walking around. Now, they've I think, only roped off seating for 500 people. Normally, you can have thousands. But, you know, when he's walking around or driving around, he's got a lot of people, and they're not really... Yeah, they say they're socially distant, but this isn't the most socially distant crowd. They've all got their masks on, and they're waving, and the Holy Father there is too. And I don't think he's getting crazy close to them, but it was just really good to see. Yeah, he's staying a little bit far back from the pictures that I'm seeing, but it was really neat to see him there and giving his address. And he is continuing on his catechesis on prayer. And he said, really, and I think this is good for all of us, especially to remember. When we get a little bit dismayed, or we get a little troubled at our prayer life, we think, well, I'm not doing this right, or, you know, I'm not holy enough, or, you know, we can just beat ourselves up with this. And he says the three enemies of prayer are distractions, spiritual aridity, and sloth. But he goes on to say this, and I think this is important for us. Praying is not easy. Many difficulties present themselves in prayer. It is necessary to know them, recognize them, and overcome them. It is necessary to recognize them and to know them. Then, if we know the enemy, we can overcome the enemy. This is what he was saying. He's reflecting on Luke 21, 34 to 36, in which Jesus urges his disciples to be alert at all times. He said that those people who pray soon encounter distractions, though. We all encounter the constant whirlwind of images and illusions in perpetual motion, which accompanies us even during sleep. And we all know that it is not good to follow this inclination to disorder. Again, disordered, right order, right relationship, right communion with God. And disorder disrupts that, whatever it can be. Goes on to kind of draw an analogy with athletes. He says, athletes are aware that contests are not won solely through physical training, but also with mental discipline, above all with the capacity to concentrate and to remain focused. I was watching the Cubs last night, surprise, surprise, and they got a new pitcher called, his last name's Thompson. Younger guy, I think he's 22, 23 years old, and he was breathing, really kind of a controlled breathing. I was noticing this on the mound before they started talking about it. And they were saying that, you know, pitchers today, they have trainers and of course, physical trainers and all of that, but they've also got mental trainers, if you will. And this is kind of a new technique that they're teaching guys, is to really try to slow down their heart rate, because the game can really speed up real quick for a younger player, just in any sport. You know, you get real excited. It's your first time out there. You don't have that kind of experience that some of the older guys do. And so, again, the heart rate can go, and again, the game can just kind of get away from you. But I was watching his kind of controlled breathing and what he was doing, and it was very noticeable. Until they said that these mental trainers are really teaching these guys to really try to keep their heart rate down, slow the game down, right? And I think that's a good analogy for us too. Slow it down. You know, we pray the rosary, Hail Mary, Father, Grace, we go fast. Everything's just getting it done, right? But instead, just slowing down. You know, taking that time with our Lord, just putting ourselves in His presence. Rather than feeling like we're going to say all this and do all this, if we get distracted, we turn back to our Lord. We just continually turn ourselves back, give Him the distractions, which become prayers. But you can go to CatholicNewsAgency.com. They got the full address there. I always find them very interesting for the Pope's audiences. All right, coming up right after this, we've got... Kelly Wahlquist on, Called by Name, 365 Daily Devotions for Catholic Women. And this has been edited by her and many other women as well. A part of WINE, Women in the New Evangelization, will dedicate a segment to you ladies out there and growing in your spiritual life. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. 20-plus years, Golden Rule. They've got their in-home training facilities, 100% satisfaction guarantee. New cars out there, too. I saw them driving around. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Amazon Smile is a simple way to support Iowa Catholic Radio. When you are shopping on Amazon, consider shopping through Amazon Smile instead. When you do, you get all the same great deals, and your order will also help support Iowa Catholic Radio. All you need to do is choose Iowa Catholic Radio as your nonprofit to support when you first log in, and Amazon will do the rest. Every Amazon Smile order you make, Amazon will donate to Iowa Catholic Radio. Support Iowa Catholic Radio while you shop at smile.amazon.com. And thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. Bo Bonner, second half hour. We're going to talk about the theological virtues today for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. Looking forward to that. Let's go to our next guest of the day. Back on the show, one of the editors of the new book, Called by Name, 365 Daily Devotions for Catholic Women, Kelly Wahlquist, back on. Hello, Kelly.
Good morning, John. How are you?
When did you realize that, you know, your apostle that was going to be really, in a lot of ways, laser-focused on women?
I think probably the second the Lord planted the seed in me.
Really?
To do it. Yeah, it's actually very funny because growing up through high school and college, a lot of my friends were guys. So, I mean, God has the best sense of humor that all of a sudden through everything I ended up going through, he's like, hey, I want you to be laser focused on bringing women to the Lord.
Well, you've done that.
But it's been great.
Yeah, you've done that for many years now. What do you find that women really are struggling with the most in their lives today?
I think affirmation. Probably we could go through a list, you know, being affirmed, knowing that you matter, that what you have to give is good, that your gifts, how you were created as a woman are important, and important not only for society, but also for building up the body of Christ. Time, yeah. Getting to, you know, managing your time and balancing your life, balancing your spiritual life with your active life. I think those are two of the biggest things, and I think wine gives you that. It helps you, it affirms women in their giftedness and in their vocation and supports and encourages them on this journey from blessing to blessing. And then we give so many tools to help you grow in that contemplative aspect of your life, that spiritual aspect, whether it is through our events or through our book clubs. We're there to help you balance, and we know we're not always really good at that, but it is so much easier to do it when you've got the support of your sisters in Christ.
Yeah. I've reflected on this because I've spoken at a lot of men's conferences and the differences in the spiritual life between men and women. I'm interested to hear what you think some of those are. What are some of the main differences between men and women when it comes to our spiritual life?
Well, I think for women, we are very much, one of the gifts we could look at it as the feminine genius, is that gift of generosity. And so in our spiritual lives, though, we've got this gift of receptivity and sensitivity to the Lord and to what's being called to, or what we're being called to, we really, I think, spread ourselves very thin. I think for women, just because by nature we are nurturers, that it's easy for us to spread ourselves so thin, like, I got it, I'll do it, I'll take care of it, that we start to neglect self. And so I think that's one difference. I'm not saying that men don't do a lot of things either, but I just think women are so laser focused on other at times. And so when we talk about, you know, the obstacles or things we need to overcome for women, I think that's one thing. I think one thing that's difficult for women is to be a generous receiver, because they're so giving. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you physically have given birth or not. You've got these maternal gifts that have been given to you by God, and that is to care for other.
Talk to the married men for a second here. What do you find in working with married women that married women really want from their man?
To be leaders.
Hmm.
To be leaders. I would say that. I would say to be leaders spiritually. And I think our society probably shuns that because it doesn't understand the beauty of the complementarity between men and women. To lead doesn't mean to dominate. I think leadership is, you know, look at the greatest leader of the world. It's Christ, and he came to serve. So it's one of service and love and compassion. You know, St. Paul tells men, love your wives as Christ, you know, loved the church, and he died for us. So I think it is really that leadership that they look for.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, the way in which Christ led and how he instructs to lead. It is, as you said before, not dominate or lord over. It is to serve. It is to die to oneself. It is to be the first to sacrifice, right? I mean, this is what love is, but this is what leadership is for Christ Jesus as well. You want to be first, you're going to be last. You want to have life and have it to its fullness, you're going to give your life away. And that's really demonstrated, I think, as you said, and should be in marriages. I think you're right on that. called by name. So let's talk about this. You're not the writer of this. You're one of the editors. And how many women did you have contribute to this?
We had 80 women.
Wow.
So I'm a writer in there. I think I wrote 12 or 15 of them. I can't remember. But we have 80 different women. And it really came to be because on our website, CatholicVineyard.com, so wine, I don't know if we even said it. It's not about the wine we drink. So, you know, it's always fun to talk about that at 7 in the morning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it's really scriptural based. It's women in the new evangelization. And it comes from John 2:5, Mary's words to us in sacred scripture, where she says, do whatever he tells you. Well, called by name is helping women do that, to do the will of God, to do whatever he tells you by spending each day with Jesus in the Word, but then also having, like I said earlier, one of your sisters in Christ supporting you, nurturing you, and encouraging you along the way. And then there's prayer involved. And so that called by name, the title itself, also comes from Scripture. And we're staying in John's Gospel, and it's John 20, verse 16. And it's when Mary Magdalene hears her name and recognizes then the sound of her shepherd, the voice of her shepherd, and turns, you know, and says, Rabboni. And the point being that we are all called by name. We're, you know, from the beginning, God created us to share in his purpose. You know, it's his plan of sheer goodness, and he has a plan of sheer goodness for each and every one of us. And it's very individual. Like, we're here right now at this moment for such a time as this because God wanted us here. So now let's listen to the sound of his voice. What is he saying to us? Why are we here at this moment when our society is undergoing whatever it's undergoing? We're here purposely. And so called by name allows us to kind of get that balance of contemplative and active life, where it really calls us to sit for 4 minutes, 5 minutes every morning and read the, it's just one scripture verse, a reflection from your sister in Christ that's maybe, I don't know, a 2-minute reading, 3-minute reading, and then it's a prayer, and then how we respond, because we are women in the new evangelization, so we have to have a quick little, you know, how are we going to live this today? If we're going to grow in virtue, we have to practice it. We have to live in it.
Yeah. You have the communal dimension, of course, because this is coming from other women, but also that's a very personal book. And, you know, it is drawing those in, yes, to connect in their communities and parishes and with one another, but also really to connect personally with our Lord and to nurture that personal relationship. And I like the tangible actions that you have here. I mean, everything from volunteering to women encouraging other women to go back to confession or go to confession, donating clothes to charity. We could all do that, right? Yeah.
One of them's take a bath, take a bubble bath. I'm like, okay, that's a great one. One of the, I think it was from Teresa Tamio. You know, it was on being so pulled in so many directions that day, just take a moment for yourself.
Sure.
And one thing we do with this is we have a gorgeous journal that comes with it. And I know a lot of people think, oh, I don't like journaling, but it really is such a beautiful, it's just a beautiful journal in that it allows you to each day put in the date, whatever the title was, the insights you got from that author, and then it, every day walks you through a little Lectio Divina. And the beauty of this journal, besides the physical beauty, is that you enter the date, meaning you don't have, you know, like say I didn't have time to journal on May 4th. You know, then most times, you know, when you're getting into your routine or your prayer, you're like, oh, I missed that day of the novena.
Sure.
I'll wait till next year. You know, you don't have to. It's like you set the date, so you can miss a few days, or maybe the reading that day, you didn't feel compelled to journal. You didn't have time. Maybe you had a radio interview at 7:15 in the morning, but you know you could get your reading in, and then journal afterwards. And when I got mine, I was telling my friends. I said, "This is just freaking me out." I mean, the scriptures each day. I'm like, the Holy Spirit is just crazy because they just are just tying into my life. And even though I edited these, when you read them when you're editing versus when you read them when you're praying,
sure,
it's a little bit day and night. You know, it's like really kind of absorbs in your heart. And that the journal also comes with a beautiful bookmark and stickers, a vinyl sticker. I mean, it's amazing. It comes with everything but a cup of coffee. Actually, it does. One of the stickers is a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It says, "His mercies are new every morning." You know, so just kind of something fun to decorate and to make your prayer time beautiful.
Well, all the women out there, I want you to get this book, Called by Name, 365 Daily Devotions for Catholic Women, the journal and all of it that comes with it. AveMariaPress.com is where you can go and just type in Called by Name there. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and if you go to CatholicVineyard.com, you can get it all in the bundle.
Nice.
So it'll come with the journal. It comes all together. It's the journal, the book. There's stickers. There's a vinyl sticker. There's a a bookmark. And then on Fridays, if you're signed up to get our emails, which come out Wednesdays and Sundays, on Fridays we have Fruitful Fridays, and one of the authors reads the entry to you. So you can just sit back and drink your coffee and close your eyes and listen or watch one of the beautiful authors.
There you go.
To you.
CatholicVineyard.com. CatholicVineyard.com. You can get the whole bundle. Also, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have that for you, they'll definitely order it for you, and make sure you can just go pick it up there. Thank you, Kelly, for coming back on. You're always a great guest.
Well, thanks, John. Always good to be here. Have a great day.
You as well. That's Kelly Walquist, everyone. Again, founder of WINE, Women in the New Evangelization, has just really done a great job in dedicating her life, her apostolate, to helping other women out. So any woman that's listening right now, or men, want to really encourage your wives, your girlfriends, whoever, your moms, into more spiritual, health in a lot of ways, really helping them connect with our Lord a little bit more. Kelly's the one to go to. Bo Bonner coming up second half hour, friends. We're going to talk about the theological virtues today. What separates the theological virtues from all the other virtues? Why do these stand out above all else? And why does it have the title theological in front of the virtues? We're going to answer all those questions for our Catholic Truth and Beauty weekly segment. Bo Bonner, when we come back. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes, Landscape and Design. Now, you may think, okay, landscapers are not going to be out working, right, when it's raining. Not true. I've seen this family in action, rain or shine. They're always working. They're out there doing what they can for beautiful-looking landscapes all throughout Central Iowa. They underwrite this show, and we can't thank the Pugh family enough. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com, 493-1060. They do it all. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Father Andrew now at today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Continuing what's otherwise known as the high priestly prayer before the Passion, Jesus prays for his disciples, that they persevere through the trials of the evil one, experience complete joy, and are made holy. As his own moment of trial and death approaches, he's not as concerned about himself as he is about them. Because of this, we're privileged to experience this wonderful example of humility, as well as to better understand the love that Jesus has for us.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org. Thank you, Blessman International, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see.
Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. Bo Bonner coming up here soon. We're going to talk about the theological virtues for our weekly Catholic Truth and Beauty segment today. All right, Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, I saw that really neat article on Coach Ron Gray. 43 years not taking a sick day. One day, I mean, just think of how lucky you got to be in 43 years not to have to take a sick day.
That guy's a healthy dude. He was my freshman teacher his first year at Dowling back in 1976.
Wow.
And now he's retiring, yeah.
Wow. Yep.
He, good guy and good friend. I just had breakfast with him on Saturday. As a matter of fact, some of the retired Dowling coaches get together once a year, and about a dozen of them did, and they invited me. I don't know why. I didn't coach there. I coached there a little bit, but I didn't teach there, and they were all there, and it was just a great reunion to see all those folks and remember the ones that aren't there. But Ron Gray is a top flight. He's still going to continue as a girls' golf coach, which their season is going on right now. But you're right, John. Tremendous article about him.
Yeah, I was really impressed. So, you know, just kudos to you, Coach, and keep up the good work. I know he's not going to retire quietly. He's going to, as you said, continue to work and volunteer and do things. But that was really neat to see. He was my teacher as well.
Yep. Now, he did say he had to take a personal day not too long ago because he had to clean up his basements and his basement, rather. And his he's got all the grade books going back to when I was there, and he kind of hovers that over me once in a while, John, and he does it to my brother, which he should with my brother, but he says, we can. So I said, hey, it's about time for a bonfire in the backyard of the Gray household there in Beaverdale. And
there you go.
He had to get all those grade books in boxes. I said, 40-some years of grade books. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my son's got a yearbook, and I thought to myself, I was telling my wife, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years, he's just going to look back at this and smile.
That's right. That's what you do. That's why yearbooks are around.
Yep.
Currently, my wife and I have ours hidden from our daughter, so she doesn't need to be dealing with any of that. She's got enough dealing to do with, you know, finish the last 2 weeks of school on top.
Finish strong.
Absolutely. But, recognize Ron Gray, longtime Dowling teacher who is retiring. But, folks, if you got a girl on a golf team at Dowling, look out. He's still going to coach golf.
He's a good coach.
There you go. He's a good guy. Have a lot of fun with him.
Dope.
All right. So, John, damp today, muggy, a little bit of humidity. This is sandal weather for you. You gotta love this.
I got him on. Same old, same old.
I figured as much.
Oh, yeah. I'm going. Okay.
That'll be perfect for today. All right, let's get right to it. From the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwall, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, we have cloudy skies, a little light rain in the area moving up from the south. It'll be doing that in the next several days. 66 degrees is our temperature, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. Today will be mostly cloudy. We could see some scattered storms off and on throughout the day, a high of 73 degrees with southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And yes, it will remain muggy and humid throughout the day. Tonight, cloudy skies, scattered storms are possible. Overnight low of 65 degrees, and tomorrow more of the same. On your Thursday, showers and thunderstorms, a high of 75 degrees. Friday, we'll see isolated showers early and then clearing off later in the day, a high of 80 degrees on your Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, warm and highs in the mid-80s, and it should remain dry both days. Well, in the news, on this Wednesday morning, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union are lifting attendance limits at this year's Girls and Boys State High School Track and Field Championships, which begin tomorrow at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Now, both organizations say the state championships will be open to all interested spectators, a reversal of the attendance restrictions that were announced earlier this month. masks are still encouraged for everyone attending the events, and both organizations are asking unvaccinated people to continue to take all safety precautions. The high school state track and field championships begin tomorrow. That's Thursday, May 20th. They run through Saturday, May 22nd. That'll be at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, and tickets went on sale yesterday. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, girls high school soccer, what a matchup, a top five matchup, and it was fifth-ranked Dowling Catholic upsetting number one Ankeny Centennial by the score of 5-4 in two overtimes at Dowling Stadium. The Maroons snapped a 12-game Ankeny Centennial winning streak this year as Centennial falls to 13-2 on the season. Dowling girls improved to 12-3 as the game was tied at 1-1 after regulation, and the Maroons winning on penalty kicks by a score of 4-3. Yesterday's AAA baseball, Iowa Cubs were rained out at home against Omaha. They opened up a 12-game homestand. They'll begin today. Omaha at the Iowa Cubs. It'll be a noon first pitch, weather permitting, at Principal Park. And a reminder, boys high school soccer last night, it was 7th-ranked Ankeny Centennial defeating 13th-ranked Dowling 2-0 at Ankeny Centennial High School. Dowling falls to 11-6 on the season. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved. In Chicago, the Cubs win. They defeated the Washington Nationals 6-3. And in St. Louis, the Cardinals win. They defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-2. In the American League, Minnesota winning at home over the Chicago White Sox 5-4. And in interleague play, down in Kansas City, the Royals defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 2-0. Today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has girls golf and girls regional tennis on the schedule for today, weather permitting. In girls golf, CIML Central Conference meet will be held at Jester Park Golf Course, and that begins in about 20 minutes out in Granger. In girls regional tennis, second-ranked Dowling is at the 16 Class 2A Regional being held at Southeast Polk High School, and they'll get underway at 9 o'clock, again, weather permitting. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, currently we have cloudy skies, some light rain in the area, 66 degrees, a very muggy warm air out there as southeast winds at 8 miles per hour, and today it'll be mostly cloudy with scattered storms possible, remain muggy and humid, a high of 73 degrees with southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still accident-free and no major issues to pass along for you this morning as we look ahead to the weekend. Going to be a busy one downtown with the Downtown Farmers Market, the Dew Tour, the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. There's going to be a lot of people downtown this weekend, so just kind of be aware of that, all the extra traffic. That is traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Just a few days, friends, and we are going to have that men's conference, and we hope you can get your tickets today. Don't miss out. Yes, you can get them when you show up, but we want you to get them sooner so we can know exactly how much to plan for. There's going to be some good food down there as well, by the way, for breakfast. So we're going to have mass. That's optional at 7:30 with the bishop, but hopefully you can make that. I know it's a little early, but I'll be there, and I think many others are going to be there for that mass as well. And then we really kick things off. Registration from 8 to 9, 9 o'clock, we go. And we go for a half day to about 12:30, and we get you out of there half day back home with the family. Gary Dolphin, voice of the Hawks, is going to be there speaking, as well as Tim Jamison. It's going to be just lights out, having a lot of fun. IowaCatholicRadio.com. Don't delay. Get your tickets today. Click on events, IowaCatholicRadio.com. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint is not the type that leaves writings to ponder or performed large miracles for the conversion of souls, but he demonstrated the small beauty of God's presence in our everyday lives. We celebrate Saint Theophilus of Courtais today. He was born of rich and noble parents. But he gave up that life to become a Franciscan and discovered a love of solitude and prayer in which he never looked back. He founded a variety of retreat houses in the Western Mediterranean. He became famous for his preaching and missionary efforts. Theophilus developed a devotion to serve God's people in the confessional, in the sick room, and at the gravesite. He would try to shine a light on suffering and bring God's healing to wounds of the physical, emotional, and spiritual person. Theophilus himself was never completely healthy, and at the age of 64, he died, worn out by his continual efforts in serving God's people. We ask today, St. Theophilus of Courtrai, to pray for us. Amen. Thank you to Bell Construction for underwriting the show. Dean Bell, just saw him yesterday, back to playing ball and having some fun. Residential re-roofs all throughout central Iowa. Busy man indeed. 963-4494. I think that's the only break he takes during the day. It's just quick, get noon ball in for an hour and then go back to work as he does. 963-4494, your diocesan minute right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, May 19th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Celebrating a birthday today is Father Nilo Leto. Father is among our retired priests. Happy birthday. The 6th annual Ignatian Retreat will be held at the Emmaus House, brand new home in Urbandale, on Saturday, July 31st. This all-day retreat features Father Dan Credick sharing his reflections on Ignatian spirituality. For more information and to register, visit theemmaushouse.org. That's theemmaushouse.org. If you can't listen to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson on Friday mornings, you can still listen to his shows anytime on the Iowa Catholic Radio website. Bishop's recent guests have included Father Timothy Gallagher on The Biblical Way of Praying the Mass, Father Quan Tran on his book, The Imitation of Mary, and Learning How to Be Open to All the Graces God Would Like to Send You, guest Noelle Mehring on her book, Awake Not Woke, A Christian Response to Progressive Ideology, and many more captivating interviews. Just go to iowacatholicradio.com, select shows, and then Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Hi, this is Jean Wells from Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. Join me on Tuesday mornings at 10 for topics that give us angst and bring the concern to the forefront. If you have questions, I'll find the answers. Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Beeldecan Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Beeldecan Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Beeldecan Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Beeldecan Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
You are the anchor for my soul. You won't let go. You won't let go.
Thanks, Blessman International, for underwriting the show. Doc, we appreciate you. BlessmanInternational.org. Thanks again. BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to our next guest, Bo Bonner, for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. Hello, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We're talking about the theological virtues today. Why do we call them theological virtues, and why do we set them apart from the other virtues?
So, virtues are the thing that perfect human action. So, whenever we're talking about virtues, we're talking about habits that perfect human action, that action brought to its fullest extent. Virtue is in what makes man, humanity, happy. So like Aristotle, Thomas, right, they make large arguments about how virtue itself is the best way to understand what would make humanity happy. Hmm. But Thomas Aquinas points out that there's two types of happiness. There's natural happiness and supernatural happiness. There's the happiness that we, so to speak, have connaturally. So that would be the four virtues temperance, courage, justice, and prudence. But then because of the grace of God, we have supernatural happiness, the happiness in which God is the object of that happiness, which we don't have by our own natures alone. We have the sort of capacity for it, but that it must be given by God himself. And so if we're going to have those virtues, the virtues that lead to supernatural happiness, we must have a specific set of virtues that have God as their object. And so the theological virtues are called that, called theological precisely because they have God as their object, because they must be infused by God himself, and that we wouldn't have known them unless God revealed them. So that's the seat of why we have theological virtues separate, so to speak, the human virtues, because we have two types of happiness, as it were, available to us, what's possible by nature and what's possible only because God gives it as a gift. And so he gives the gifts of faith, hope, and love to perfect our actions so that we can attain the happiness that is life with God.
And you say infused. And this is important, I think, in the world we live in today, because we live in such a world that says, you know, you go out and get what you want, and if you don't get it, it's your fault, and, you know, you're only going to, you know, well, you're only worth what it is that you're able to actually give and take back. I mean, just all of that. It, you know, this is given by God. Right. I mean, these are things that I can't. It's not just like a muscle that I can just kind of work out. It's something that is pure grace that God gives to me. Now, I can be open to it. I can also reject it. But this is on the part of God.
Absolutely. So we have within ourselves two types of virtue, intellectual virtues and moral virtues. So the four that I named, right, temperance, justice, courage, and prudence are moral virtues. That's how we behave. We also have intellectual ones like contemplation and things like this. But the idea, right, is that in our intellects and in our wills, they have to be perfected to attain whatever good we're after, the virtues ones. But when it comes to attaining the good, which is God himself, as you said, they must be infused. They have to be given because we can't have the articles of faith. We can't conjure them up on our own, nor could we think in hope that we deserve to be have life with God and charity, right? Like, so the perfected love of God we can't have unless we partake of the life of God that he has to freely give. And so all of these things, right, like when we look at them, it can seem like, oh yeah, faith, hope, and love, we talk about those things all the time, they must be very obvious, etc. But there's all sorts of religions. You think about the pagan past and the sort of world that Christianity spread into. And let's just take hope as an easy one. People didn't have the idea that people could pursue God as an object for their happiness. Gods could mess with you. You might be a demigod, like if you're Hercules or things like this, but this is like fate decides these things. It's out of your control. There's no reasonable hope to pursue God as an object of one's happiness in the pagan world that Christianity spreads. But God gives hope as a gift. So now infused with hope, I know that God as an object of my happiness is a possibility and a reality, that, and not just a vague one, that I have been given that hope that I can pursue God as an object of my happiness. The same thing with charity. We all love things. We all desire things. But charity is that gift where we are transformed into the love of God that surpasses just human desires or human wants or even human enjoyment of those wants. We start to have a sneak peek, as it were. We start to already live ahead of heaven, little pockets of heaven now, because we truly do have a participation in the life of God through being given the gift of the virtue of charity. And so faith, of course, is the intellectual aspect of this, where the path forward, how we do this, faith is given to us as an intellectual gift to show us the path forward. And this doesn't mean that all of a sudden everything in the realm of living the Christian life is obvious and there's no, you know, difficult thinking going on and there's no learning, but that this is infused in us so that we can realize things like the Trinity, things that we wouldn't, so to speak, cook up on an afternoon of just thinking really hard. So faith, hope, and charity are infused as gifts that we must ask for. And prayer is the maybe the most important element on our side. I mean, the most important element is God giving it. But prayer on our side is the ask for the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and that they might be increased, so that the object that we are looking for, the good, which is God himself, might be open to us and might be given to us.
It's funny because you say, you know, the pagans way back when, and I think to myself, well, that sounds awfully familiar. The world we live in today, well, right? I mean, it's we're here. This kind of mockery or this ridiculousness notion that people have of making God the object of our happiness and our complete fullness of desire. Bo, you're on fire today, man. Good stuff out of you. Well, go ahead.
Well, the last thing I'll say is the only problem I'll say is the pagans at least were consistent. When we make idols or perverted versions of faith, hope, and love, that's far worse than anything any pagan has ever done.
Hmm.
That's the world we live in today, is fake faith, fake hope, fake love, far worse than the pagans trying to live the natural virtues out. And that's what we, I think, as Christians must be on watch out, is that we don't succumb to fake faith, fake hope, fake love, or their perversions, because only God as the object can make those things real.
There it is. Oh, bringing it today. The heat. Talk to you soon, brother.
Take care. God bless.
You can listen more of Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Marr of The Uncommon Good today. That's Wednesday for a full hour at 10 o'clock. You can check out all their shows online at iowacatholicradio.com. Good segment today. That might have been him at his best. Awesome stuff. That puts this show in the books. We'll be back on live from the Mercy One studio tomorrow. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us all from evil, and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just know our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.